Hello and welcome. This file is called Edge or Rune. And that's pretty much your choice. Before you start to listen to this file, you have to write down a number between 1 and 100. And that's the number of edges you need before you have your next orgasm. And if you try to have an orgasm before you did your edges, the next orgasm will be ruined. Whatever you choose, after your next orgasm, ruined or not, this file will be over and all effects will be gone from your mind. Now, if this is something you like to experience, make sure that you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Get yourself into a nice and comfortable position where you can easily let go and relax. Lay back, close your eyes. Take a deep breath in and let it out. Focus on my voice, letting go, relax, begin to drift into trance. And let's begin. And now, before I really pull you down into a deep trance, I would like you to imagine something for me. I would like you to imagine a collar. That's right. And it's up to you what kind of collar you imagine. It might be made of leather. It might be made of steel. It might be a very simple design. Or it might be very decorative. That's completely up to you. Because this is your collar. And this collar is your contribution to this trance. That's right. Now I want you to imagine putting the collar onto your neck. Imagine it around your neck. Imagine how it would feel. The material, the structure of the surface, the temperature, and just know that it's around your neck. And now just relax and imagine that I'm clipping a leash to your collar. It's a simple but very strong chain leash, and the chain has exactly 30 links, and at the end of it there's a leather loop around my wrist. That's right. And right now the chain hangs there, slack between us. And then I start to slowly pull you closer, link by link, as I count down the 30 links until I reach your collar. 30. To feel the slack getting less and less, and yet you still have freedom to move. 28. But it's getting less and less. 27. Because with every number I take more direct control over you. I limit your freedom of movement a little bit more. 26. I pull you down a little bit. Because you feel as I take control over your body with this leash, how I also take control over your mind. 25. And you can feel it. You can feel your mind slowly dropping. 24. Slowly taken over by my control. 23. As I slowly pull you closer and closer, limiting your freedom of movement while I limit the freedom of movement for your thoughts. 22. Getting your body closer and closer while your mind focuses closer and closer on my voice. 21. As you sink deeper, deeper, as I pull you down,
20 falling, drifting, sinking deeper. 19 as you slowly get closer and closer, feeling my control growing stronger and stronger. 18 as you drift down, as I pull you in, as I take more and more control, you can feel your mind slipping away, slipping down. 17, it's freedom limited more and more, it's focus completely shifting to me, focused only on me. 16, as I pull you closer and closer, as you feel the effects, as you feel me restricting your body, restricting your thoughts, as you focus only on my voice. 15, and it feels better and better. The closer you come, the more control I take, the more you feel that I will take good care of you, keep you safe. 14, because you know you can let go, you can drift down, fall. 13, because you know that I take good care of you, that I protect you, that I guide you. 12, just like the leash can guide your body, my voice will guide your mind, will guide your thoughts, will guide your fantasies. 11, as you drift down, fall, fade, sinking deeper and deeper, deeper into my control. 10, as I pull you closer in. 9, you feel it, you feel the control stronger and stronger. 8, the leash is getting shorter and shorter, your mind helplessly focusing more and more on my words as I pull you in, pulling your thoughts inward and downward. 7, and even though you feel me pulling the leash closer and closer, your body fades away more and more. It's more like I have a leash around your mind, pulling your mind closer and closer, deeper into my words. 6, that's right, you feel your mind being pulled down, being pulled deeper and deeper, feeling better and better. 5, as you let go of all of your thoughts, focus more on my voice. 4, fading away, drifting, floating, falling. 3, so heavy, you feel my hand getting so close, your leash so short, holding your thoughts so close to my voice. 2, and you just let go, you just sink, you just enjoy the submissive bliss, enjoy the control. 1, the last link in your chain, my hand almost touching your collar, my voice almost touching your thoughts. And 0, I slide my fingers under your collar, holding you firmly, steadily, making you feel protected and safe. And in the same way, you feel my voice wrapping itself around your thoughts, holding them firmly, guiding them, keeping them safe as you fall, as you float, as you sink, feeling so controlled, so deep, protected, knowing that I will guide you, that I will take good care of you. That's right.
And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance, focused only on my voice and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say, now it's time. Time for an evil little trigger. And before you started listening to this file, you should have written down a number between 1 and 100. And if you haven't, the default number will be 5. And this is the number of edges you have to have before you can have your next orgasm. And if you try to have your next orgasm before you had all your edges, you will find that this orgasm will be completely ruined. That's right. And either way, either if you have your orgasm after you had all the edges and enjoy it, or when you have your ruined orgasm, this will be the end of this file. After your next orgasm, all effects of this file are completely over. And now it's time to begin. And you do know what number you have written down on the piece of paper. You know how many edges you have to put in before you can have a satisfying orgasm. And you know that if you try to have an orgasm before you had all your edges, that it will be a horribly ruined orgasm that will be incredibly unsatisfying and will leave you aching and craving more. That's right. And the first thing we are going to do is help you with the edges. So when you are edging, you will find that there is some kind of barrier, almost as if there were a clear rubber wall. And this rubber wall will help you. It will keep you from going over the edge, making it that much easier to edge. That's right. This rubber wall will be there and you can lean into it, and it will hold you back from orgasm as you ride your edge. And it will help you to ride your edge longer and to get closer and to enjoy it even more. Now, due to the nature of this file, this rubber wall will not be indestructible. If you try to masturbate with the intention to have an orgasm, you will find that you are actually able to penetrate this rubber wall. The only function of this rubber wall is only to help you to edge, to make it easier to stay on the edge longer and to get closer to the edge. And this rubber wall will help you. And yet, you know that when you try to have an orgasm, this rubber wall will just let you pass, will just let you get past the point of no return. Because the point of no return will be the other trigger. And once you reach the point of no return, that's the point where you are going to ruin your orgasm. Now, this has two levels. The first level is physical. So if you're masturbating, you will find that your hand will just move away. Or maybe if you're using some kind of toy, it will just turn it off. At any rate, the moment you are triggered, your subconscious mind will find a way to physically ruin your orgasm. Because going over the edge without having done all the edges you have to do is your trigger, and it will instantly trigger the ruining of your orgasm. And right now, maybe you're wondering, but what if I use something that I don't directly control? So say I sit on a Sibian, I use a fucking machine, or maybe a milking machine. Now, first of all, you can be sure that even in those situations, your subconscious mind will find the most effective way to ruin your orgasm. Maybe it's enough to just move a little bit, to just move away a little bit. Or maybe your hand will find a switch without you even realizing what you're doing. And yet, even though you know that your subconscious mind will find the most evil and most creative way to ruin your orgasm and leave you desperate and aching, and yet, that's not all. Because there's also the mental level. Because at the moment when you reach the point of no return, you will also trigger a mental response. And I'm pretty sure you know exactly the sensation I'm talking about. It's a sensation of realizing you did something you shouldn't have done. the realization of getting caught. You know what I'm talking about. This moment where you get this cold feeling rushing over your entire body, where you realize you got caught. That moment, that sensation, because that's exactly what you are going to feel the second you are going over the edge. You are passing the point of no return. You will instantly feel this sensation, the sensation of being caught, this ice-cold sensation rushing over your body. And the sensation will be so intense, it will, even if it's just for a second or two, completely distract you and completely distract you from the joy of your orgasm. That's right. This will completely distract you from your orgasm. This will completely ruin your orgasm, and there's nothing you can do about it. Oh, of course, you will be able to control the sensation after 2 or 3 seconds. No problem. And yet, you will lose these 2 or 3 seconds. Exactly the 2 or 3 seconds you need to enjoy your orgasm. And there's nothing you can do about it. This realization of having done something you shouldn't have done, and having got caught. Because you got caught, you will get caught by your own subconscious mind as soon as you reach the point of no return, if you haven't done all your edges. That's right. There's nothing you can do about it. As soon as you reach the point of no return, you will feel this sensation sabotaging your orgasm, and at the same time your body will react. Your body will betray you and move in the evilest way possible to ruin your orgasm. And it will be very creative about it. And maybe you're thinking the thought that your subconscious mind moves your body is weird. But if you really think about it, say you're done listening to this file and you want to get up and drink something. What do? You decide you want to drink something. And then your subconscious mind has your body stand up, walk over, grab the bottle, pour a glass, and move the glass to your mouth. You get the idea. The thing is, you just decide and your subconscious mind controls your muscles, moves your body, coordinates emotions. And maybe right now you're saying that sometimes you're focusing on what you're doing, so maybe you would pour the glass consciously. And maybe that's true, but nevertheless, pouring a glass of water requires dozens of muscles to be coordinated. And you never consciously move individual muscles. It's all your subconscious mind. And so you see, whenever you are moving, it's really your subconscious mind moving your body. And your subconscious mind knows that you want your orgasm to be ruined. It knows that it's something you want to experience, otherwise you wouldn't be listening to this file. And because it knows that you want it, and because it has the ability, it's simply going to do it. And there's nothing you can do about it. And of course you know that there's also the mental block, the sensation of having been caught, this cold shiver rushing over your body, that sensation, perfectly timed to ruin your orgasm. There's nothing you can do about it. That's right. And now that we made absolutely sure that you won't have an enjoyable orgasm unless you did all your edges, let's talk about the edges a little bit more, because you will find that you have the rubber wall that will help you, that will help you to stay on the edge longer, to get closer to the edge, to make the entire experience more intense. But that's not all, because right now we are going to reinforce this experience. You will find that with every edge you do, the pleasure you are feeling will grow exponentially, twice as strong with every edge. Every edge will feel better and better and better, more and more intense, more and more wonderful. And of course, the orgasm, once you have it, will become just as wonderful, will become just as intense, but only after you did all your edges, because you know otherwise the orgasm will be ruined and there's nothing you can do about it. And that's pretty much all we are going to do. The suggestions are all deeply embedded in your mind. You know that your own subconscious mind has its eye on you. And you know that it will only let you have an orgasm after you did all your edges. And if you try to have an orgasm before you had all your edges, it will be ruined mercilessly. That's right. And so it's now time to wake back up again. And in a moment I'm going to count up from 1 to 10. And when I reach 10, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. Now let's begin. 1. Slowly coming back. 2. More and more awake. 3. More and more alert. 4. As you wake up further and further with every number. And 5. Halfway there. Already so alert, awake, aware. 6. Your muscles build up tension again. 7. Pulse, breathing, blood pressure. All of your vital signs are normalizing as you completely wake up. And 8. Take a deep breath in with me now. And let it out. And wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers. And 9. Stretch yourself. Enjoy this wonderful state for just a moment longer. And with the next number, you'll open your eyes. You'll be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. Now get ready to open your eyes. And 10. Wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back. As usual, I appreciate all kinds of feedback, thoughts, suggestions, whatever comes to mind. Feel free to contact me via my site or write feedback for this file. If you enjoy my work and like to support me, check out my Patreon. Thank you for listening and goodbye.